Because that car was God. You know, my mother, she had a dream that I was driving a blue Mustang. And then she had a coworker at her job. This was her dream. So her dream was that I was driving a blue Mustang. And then her coworker, this was real life. He went up to her at work and he was like, "Hey, I just want to say I love your daughter's blue Mustang." And my mom's like, what do you mean? Like, she doesn't have a car. She's carless right now. He's like, I saw her at line to get Whataburger. And, you know, if you're not from Texas, Whataburger is in Texas. Everybody knows what Whataburger is. It's a fast food restaurant. They have really good burgers. But I was in line for Whataburger, supposedly. And I had a blue Mustang. And he was like, "I just, you know, I absolutely love your daughter's car. And like, just tell her that I said it's a really nice car." And my mom was like, "Okay." And she came home and she told me. And this was like months before I got my car. So let me just tell y'all how I got this car. Because the way I got this car was so crazy. And like, it was the Lord. When I tell you it was God, oh my gosh. Hi guys, and God bless y'all, and welcome to Creator Loves His Creation podcast. My name is Shayla, and I know that I haven't posted in like about 3 weeks. Well, this week is going to be 3 weeks, and a lot has happened, but let me update y'all. So if you've seen my testimony is actually on the Spanish channel, and it's in English, so y'all can go check it out. It's the first video. I talked about how my family was going to get attacked. You know, we got warned by God through my mother's dream and then also my brother's dream that we were going to get attacked on the seventh month by the devil. And the first thing to go was my car. So, you know, for the people that haven't watched the testimony, I was actually at church, and me and my brother were practicing because I practice bass guitar and he practices drums. And then my mom called and she was like, "I need to hurry up home." This was the last day of June. So the seventh month was July, I believe. And this was the last day of June. And then when we came home, my car was in the middle of the street and my neighbor was drinking and driving and he hit my parked car. So I wasn't even home and it got hit. And so I was shocked. And, you know, I was without a car for a while. I didn't have a vehicle. And it was this like waiting period of like saving up for a car. And glory to God, I bought my car this Monday. And it's actually a convertible Mustang. And I will give y'all the tour. I will insert the video of the tour. I bought it cash. So there's still like some stuff about it. You know, it's not perfect, but I absolutely love my car. I just have to go like get the plates for it. I can't drive it right now because it has no plates. But I am so happy. And you just see like the goodness of God, because that car was God. You know, my mother, she had a dream that I was driving a blue Mustang, and then she had a coworker at her job. This was her dream. So her dream was that I was driving a blue Mustang, and then her coworker, this was real life. He went up to her at work and he was like, "Hey, I just want to say I love your daughter's blue Mustang." And my mom's like, what do you mean? Like, she doesn't have a car. She's carless right now. He's like, I saw her at line to get Whataburger. And, you know, if you're not from Texas, Whataburger is in Texas. Everybody knows what Whataburger is. It's a fast food restaurant. They have really good burgers. But I was in line for Whataburger, supposedly, and I had a blue Mustang. And he was like, "I just, you know, I absolutely love your daughter's car. And like, just tell her that I said it's a really nice car." And my mom was like, "Okay." And she came home and she told me. And this was like months before I got my car. So let me just tell y'all how I got this car, because the way I got this car was so crazy. And like, it was the Lord. When I tell you it was God, oh my gosh. So it was Sunday. So my job called for mandatory overtime. So I was at work Sunday. I don't work Sundays, but I was this week. And so I was at work and I was like looking at cars while at work. They said we had a lot of work. Honestly, the first couple of hours we did. After that, it was like not a lot of work. So I was on my phone and I was looking for cars, and I found this one car, and it was a blue Mustang, right? And I was just like, "Oh my gosh, this is the car for me." But the dude was 3 hours away. So I live in Dallas. This dude lived in Houston. And I told him, hey, like, you know, I'm interested in the car. And the thing is that I had the money for it, but I was like a couple of $100s short. So I ended up telling my best friend, I was like, hey, like, can you lend me like, you know, this amount of cash? Like, I'll pay you back, you know, this Friday. Just, you know, I really like this car and I'm missing just like a little bit, you know, to have the total amount that they want for the car. So she said that, yeah, like she'll lend it to me. And I was like, glory to God. I was so happy. I was like, man, God is so good. But the thing is that God listens to your prayers. Like God listens to your prayers. Like if you're praying and you have faith, the Lord listens. And the thing is that I was praying to God a couple of days ago, you know, before Sunday. And I was telling God, like, I was like, Lord, you know how much money I have in the bank account. Like, you know how much money I have saved for my car. You are going to provide the car with the amount of money that I have. Like, you are going to make a way. I do not, like, you're either going to provide more finances or whatever you're going to do. But if I got to get a car with the amount that I have, you're going to provide a car with the exact amount of money that I got. So that's what I said, right? But then I was thinking, I was like, well, you know, maybe he's like making a way with my best friend, you know, providing this money, you know, so I can buy this car. So I was just like, all right, like, it's cool. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and get this car. So the thing is that I was trying to buy a cash car. I was not trying to buy from a dealership because dealerships add more fees. If you bought from a dealership, you know, they be adding fees. And if you're buying a cash car from there, they don't really benefit from you buying a cash car. It's whenever like you finance a car or you're getting it in payments that they're able to make money. So they're not really that much at an advantage when they give like a, when they are selling a cash car. So this dude was trying to take money off of me, like, you know, of course, a dealership, right? And I didn't know, though, he did not put that he was with a dealership until like afterwards. He was like, oh, this is going to be like this fees and this and this and this and this. Like, I mean, the amount of money that he was asking on top of what the car costed was so much. And when I tell you, I felt so defeated. I was like, Lord, but I thought this was the car. And I could just feel myself wanting to cry. I just felt myself like really just so like upset. And I was just like, I don't understand. Like, you know, I don't understand what's happening. And the thing is that I didn't post a episode of the podcast. Like, it's been like, was about to be 3 weeks, but with this, you know, I'm putting it out. So honestly, it was just like, what, 2 weeks? I didn't post an episode because I was feeling down. I was feeling down that I didn't have a car. I was feeling honestly lonely. And it was just like, when you walk with Christ, it does get a little bit lonely. It does, you know, and you're not the only one that feels that way. You know, Jesus felt alone whenever, you know, he was in the garden and about when he was almost about to get arrested. And he told his disciples to pray with him and they didn't pray with him. And he was just, you know, like, he felt alone. Elijah felt alone whenever Jezebel was killing all the prophets and he felt like he was the only one left. He was depressed. And the thing is that you just have to really, really, and during those times, spend even more time with God. And that's what I was doing. I was spending more time with God because I was like, Lord, I don't have a car. I don't really have that many friends. Like, you know, I really feel alone in this walk. But the thing is that God will make a way. And he made a way with my car. I mean, at first, you know, back to my story that I was, you know, of my car. I really felt defeated. And, you know, I was just like, Lord, like, I don't understand. But instead of like feeling that way, I was quick to change my mindset. I was quick to just be like, you know what? God, you are going to make a way. You know how much money I got for the car. You are going to make a way, God. I don't know how you're going to do it. And I kept, I let like an hour go by or like 2 hours go by. And then I looked at cars again. So then this one car popped up with the exact amount of money that I had, super close to where I live, because I live in Dallas. You know, I'm not trying to drive all the way to Houston. And this dude was selling his car super close to where I live. It was like, what, like 20 minutes and the exact amount. And it was a blue Mustang. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, let me just make an offer real quick. And well, not an offer, but let me just tell him, like, I got the money. I got the cash, like, you know, like, when can I pick it up? So I had told that to the dude. And the thing is that he said, you can come tomorrow, but like in the evening, that he wasn't available in the morning. And the thing is that I work in the evenings, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, what do I do? Like, I was like, Lord, I don't know if I should, like, you know, go get this car or go to work, because I couldn't miss work. Like, if I miss work, I'm done for. Like, I'm cooked. They're done with me. Like, go ahead and get up out of here. Like, you're fired. And I didn't want to lose my job. But the thing is that a couple of weeks ago, I was feeling like I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be at this job anymore. And I felt like they were like demonic. I thought it was something demonic. I was like, Lord, I rebuke these thoughts in the name of Jesus. I went to the restroom. I was crying my eyes out. I was just like, Lord, like, I don't know why I feel this way, you know, but I didn't know it was God. I didn't know it was God, like, telling me, you know, like, I don't want you here no more. You know, your time here is up, because my job was taking up a lot of my time. I wasn't able to record the podcast. You know, I wasn't able to have that much time to really dedicate to the Lord. And so, you know, it was either pick up your car, you know, get this car, or, you know, that's it for your job. And, you know, so, or keep your job, I mean. So I was just like, I prayed about it, but then I finally was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pick up my car. So I went to go get my car, and I was just trusting God. Like, I actually was really trusting. And the thing is that you have to trust God. Like, God wants you to walk by faith and not by sight. And the thing is, if I would have stayed at this job, it was really going to consume a lot of my time. And I was walking by faith. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to finish up my week at this job. And, you know, that's it. And the thing is that same day, so that same day that I found this car, I was working with one of my coworkers, and she told me, she was like, hey, like, you know, I can offer you a job where I work. You know, you'll have flexibility, so you can, like, you know, dedicate more time to Christ, because I know, like, you know, you have a lot going on and you really want to dedicate your life to Christ. So you'll have flexibility. And I was like, glory to God. Like, God provided a car and a job on the same day. Like, I'm telling you, I've been super sad, super depressed about these things, and God provided a way. And the thing is that I'm trying to tell you is that God will provide a way. You just have to have faith. The thing is that people pray and pray, and they only pray a couple of times, and you allow just a little bit of time to go by, and then you give up. You're like, well, the miracle didn't happen. It's not going to happen. I give up. No. I've been praying and praying for my car and just, like, busting my butt at work for my car for months. It's been months. My car got totaled last year, the last day of June. We're in March. I barely got my car now. So it took time. And it took time for also me being at my job and trying to juggle, you know, working, you know, doing the podcast, going to practice for guitar practice. The thing is, it takes time, but God wants to see that you have faith. God is testing your faith. He wants to see that you really believe in him. Because many people are like, oh yeah, I have faith. But then when the troubles come, it was hard not having a car. It was hard having to take rides. It was hard having to take Lyft, having to, you know, just not being able to get around. It was really hard. But I was putting my faith in the Lord, and I was putting my faith in him that he is going to provide. And not only that, he provided with even more. Because I didn't think I was going to get a convertible. I was not praying for a convertible car. But God knew my desire, that I thought it was really cool to have a convertible because it's so nice. Like, especially with the summertime coming up, like, I'm trying to put the roof down and, like, chill. And not only that, but listen to Christian music and plant that seed in people, you know. But God knew that's what I wanted, and he provided. And God is going to provide for you, but you just have to keep pushing. Because I felt like I was literally, like, I mean, I felt like I was just, I couldn't do it anymore. I was literally crying. The thing is, I don't really break down in front of people. Like, I like to just talk to God and just me and God. But I broke down in front of my sister because I felt so upset. I was like, Lord, I don't understand. I thought you were going to provide a way. And then, you know, things just weren't happening my way. I was still without a car, and God provided. And the thing is that God is going to provide. He just wants you to walk in faith. I'm walking in faith with this job because I'm taking a pay cut, you know, like, with this job that, you know, I decided to take on and, you know, leave where I was working at. But the thing is that I'm having faith that God is going to provide. God is going to provide for the stuff. He knows what he knows what I need, and he knows what you need, and he is going to provide. And I want to go ahead and read Hebrews. It's 10, 23 to 25. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. So the thing is that God does not lie. He keeps his promise. So if he's made you a promise, if you've received a prophetic word, I encourage you to write it down, because I actually have a friend at church and her name's Maritza, and God bless her. Amazing girl. And the thing is that she even told me, like, write down all the promises, all the prophetic words that you've received. Just a reminder to remind you to not give up, to remind you to keep going, to keep pushing, that God is going to provide. So I encourage you to write down, you know, all the promises, the prophetic words, you know, that God has given you, and remind yourself that God is going to do it, that God does not lie. God keeps his promise and he is going to do it. The thing is that you have to remain faithful. Let this be a year that blessings come. But the only way that the blessings are going to come is when you are faithful to the Lord, when you walk in obedience, and when you have faith. Because you cannot, you know, expect God to bless you and you not have faith. You have to have faith. I had to have faith. I was with no car, but I was like, Lord, you're going to provide. You know how much finances I have. And he provided even better. I was going to waste my gas, drive all the way to Houston for a car. But God was like, nah, I got you. I got you. Like, it was a car that was close by. And man, and not only that, he provided a job with flexibility. And I know that I might not have a lot of friends now that I walk with Christ, but he's going to provide the right people. He is going to provide the right people like he is for me. He is going to provide for you. So I encourage you to keep pushing and have faith that the Lord is going to do it. And the thing is that the Lord hears your prayers. God hears your prayers. And One thing that actually really stood out to me, I was reading 2 Kings, and I was reading before I went to work, and this actually really, really stood out to me. So I'm going to go ahead and read it for y'all. Hold on, let me just fuck it. all right. So it's 2 Kings 20, 1 through 11. So just stay with me. I'm going to read it, and I will explain why this stood out to me. So it said, also I mispronounced names wrong in the Bible. I don't pronounce them right. So just bear with me, please. if you know, I mispronounce it, which most likely will happen, you can comment below and just like correct me. I'm totally okay with it. But all right. So it's 2 Kings 20, 1 through 11. About that time, Hezekiah became deathly ill, and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to visit him. He gave the king this message. This is what the Lord says. Set your affairs in order, for you are going to die. You will not recover from this illness. When Hezekiah heard this, he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, O Lord, how I have always been faithful to you and served you single-mindedly, always doing what pleases you. Then he broke down and wept bitterly. But before Isaiah had left the middle courtyard, this message came to him from the Lord. Go back to Hezekiah, the leader of my people. Tell him this is what the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you, and in 3 days from now, you will get out of bed and go to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will rescue you and the city from the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my own honor and for the sake of my servant David. Then Isaiah said, make an ointment from figs. So Hezekiah's servants spread the ointment over the boil, and Hezekiah recovered. Meanwhile, Hezekiah had said to Isaiah, what sign will the Lord give to prove that he will heal me and that I will go to the temple of the Lord 3 days from now? Isaiah replied, this is the sign from the Lord to prove that he will do as he promised. Would you like the shadow of the sundial to go forward 10 steps or backward 10 steps? The shadow always moves forward, Hezekiah replied. So that would be easy. Make it go 10 steps backwards instead. So Isaiah the prophet asked the Lord to do this, and he caused the shadow to move 10 steps backwards on the sundial of Ahaz. So this stood out to me because I was praying and I was crying, like boogers coming out of my nose. I mean, that ugly cry, I was crying because this was before I got my car and before I got this new job, you know, just everything just was not going good. And I told Lord, like, once I read this, I was like, Lord, like, I know you hear my prayer and I know you see my tears. And it stood out to me because that's what I was telling him too. And I told him after I read this too, like, I know you hear me. And the thing is that I read this to show you that God hears you. He hears your prayers. He sees your tears. And this dude had faith because this dude, God was like, you know, you got to set your affairs in order because you're going to die. This illness, you're not going to recover. But this dude was like, God, I've been faithful to you. I've been, you know, doing what you want me to do, you know, and the thing is that he broke down and God was like, you know what? I'm going to add 15 years to your life and you're going to get up from that bed that you're laying and you're going to go in 3 days to my temple. And not only that, he provided a sign. And the thing is that God just wants you to ask. God wants you to have faith. He is going to do it. You just have to pray. You have to spend time with him. You know, when things get hard, it's not for you to go away. It's for you to draw more near. Because I'm going to be honest, I was already thinking, you know what? I can't do this. I can't do the podcast. I can't do this no more. I'm done. I'm upset. Everything is going wrong. But the thing is, that's when you're supposed to draw even more near. And I was even talking to my dad, and my dad, he told me this story that stood out to me that I'm going to tell y'all. He heard this on the radio. And he was like, Shayla, you can't go back to the world. You can't leave God. He was like, because look, he was like, even though, yes, you might not have a lot of friends. Yes, people might not want to hang out with you because you serve God. And, you know, the thing is that us Christians, we're like a fish in a bowl. He was like, the fish that's in the bowl, it looks like it's captive. You know, it could only swim so far in the bowl from left to right, from left to right. But the thing is that fish is in the bowl and there's water. It breathes. It's free and it has life. But go ahead and take the fish out of the bowl and it looks like it's free, but it's dying. And that stood out to me because it's so true. You know, whenever you're following Christ, people look at it like, oh, it's so boring. Oh, there's so many rules. Oh, this and that. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know, you can't drink. You can't smoke. You can't go clubbing. You can't have sex out of marriage. And the thing is that, but when you follow God, you're free. It doesn't matter what problems you have eternal life. And God really just, it doesn't matter what you're going through. He gives you peace no matter what your situation is. But go ahead and go into the world, you're dead. You're spiritually dead. And that's the worst thing, because let's say like your life ends, you go straight to hell. Not only that, you don't have no peace. And when my dad said that, I was just like, wow, it is so true, because that's how Christians are viewed. That's how people who follow Christ are viewed, like if they're captive, but they're not. We are free. We are set free because of Jesus, because we believe in Jesus. We follow Jesus. We follow God's commands. And whenever you go out in the world, you're dead. You're spiritually dead. And that just stood out to me. And, you know, I don't know who this word is for, but follow God. Don't go back into the world. Have faith. It doesn't matter how hard. For me, it was really hard. It was months of not having a car. It was months of, you know, just crying out to God and praying and praying. And he made a way. He made a way. And that was a miracle right there in itself. And not only that, the fact that he provided a car and a job on the same day, he will do it for you. You just have to have faith and you have to believe that he will do it, you know, and just don't depend on yourself. Depend on the Lord. You know, depend fully on him, because he will make a way even when it looks like there is no way. And again, God cannot lie. You know, God will keep his promise. So I just encourage you to believe in him. I encourage you to put your faith in him. And yeah, this is the word that I wanted to share with y'all. And I will post, I don't know if I'm going to post it right after, during the video or afterwards. I will post, you know, the tour of my car. I'm actually really excited to post it and to give y'all the tour. But I am super happy, and I know that there are many more blessings to come, and let that be you too. You know, let more blessings come. Just have faith in God, you know, and you know, God rewards that. God sees that, you know, while other people are clubbing, going to bars, partying, he sees when you're in your room and you are in intimacy with him, just praying and talking to him, and he will reward that. So keep at it, spend time with him, and you know, you're never alone. He is with you. And I'm going to go ahead and just pray for anyone that needs prayer. So let's pray. Thank you, God, for this day, Lord. I pray for whoever's listening to this or whoever's watching this, Lord, that let it be you to make a way, Lord, for them. You know their necessities, God. You know what they need, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you just make a way, Lord, that you just make a miracle happen, God, in their life. And I just pray for them, Lord, that they don't give up, Lord. Give them strength to continue, Lord. Give them peace, Lord, in whatever situation that they're going through, God. I pray for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And also, if you do not have a church, my church, Corona de Gloria, we are located in Ferris, Texas. I will go ahead and leave the address in the description below. But God bless y'all, and I will see y'all. I might do another episode in a couple of days, so just stay on the watch for that. But God bless y'all, and I will see y'all in next time's video.